Lecture topic, lesson of our Shura.
The lesson that we keep reminding ourselves on the occasion of Ashura. So Ashura is very significant for us, very great virtues. Fasting becomes a means of kafara of the sins of the past year, and the significance of being generous on one's family, etc. These virtues we are quite familiar with. But then the other very big lesson that we always have to take from this occasion is about the mukhalifat and the opposing of the Jews. So this is the point on which not only the 10th of Muharram is observed as a fast, but one day before or one day after as well. This is from the Hadith Sharif, Sumu Ashura wa Khaliful Yahud. That do keep the fast of Ashura, but oppose the Jews. And how you're going to do that? One day before or one day after as well. So now this lesson of the mukhalifat and the opposing of the Jews is not confined to just on one occasion. This is a mindset that has been created in the Hadith Sharif. Repeatedly you'll find on so many occasions, this is the underlying reason for what many things have been advised. That this is the primary objective in it. That oppose the Jews. There's many ahadiths, but this is the primary aspect that is highlighted in it. So now this aspect about the Yahud is not just confined to some actions. It's an entire mindset. It's an entire outlook of life. So what is that outlook of life? Primarily, it is number one, that the dunya is the objective. Be all and end all of everything is dunya. So earning the dunya in any way. Then the other part of it is that to enjoy the dunya at any cost. That this becomes the object of life, to earn the dunya and to just enjoy it. So enjoy it meaning whatever comes. There's no restriction of any sort. There's no concept of halal and haram then. And any vice, any immorality, any evil, everything, if a person thinks he's going to get some kind of enjoyment out of it, then that's fine for him. So now many things that have come in directly from this Yahudi way of life. And especially this obsession with entertainment is from nowhere else. So this obsession with entertainment, that I must be all the time somehow entertaining myself, and then one thing leads to another. If it's not something that is within the limits of permissibility, then no matter what happens. But that becomes the end goal of a person. That this is what I need to just keep doing. So for that, everything then is okay for him. But if he's going to get some kind of enjoyment out of it, fine. In the process, how he's destroying his deen, destroying his dunya, destroying everything around him, doesn't matter to him. He'll worry about it later. Shaitan puts that thought in his mind, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. Meanwhile, there's no bridge left. He's already destroyed the bridge before coming to it. So the thing is to come out of this Yahudi mindset. Even the obsession with sport, this Western sport, one is a person is sometimes just refreshing himself, he's engaging in some kind of sport within the limits. But this obsession following some team in some other part of the world sometimes, they have no idea he even exists, but his emotions are going on a high and low. He's elated and jumping for joy because we won, and then he's depressed because we lost. But he's a lost case already because they don't even know who's he and where he is from. But this entire obsession is part of the same mindset. So now the only thing is they make the money out of him in that process because he becomes a fanatic in that manner. And besides taking the money out of him, they gave him nothing but this obsession. And now he starts admiring people who don't have iman, people who are living an immoral lifestyle, but he becomes he starts admiring them, talking about them. He probably sometimes doesn't talk so much about any sahabi that he speaks about these people. Now, all this is part of the same Yahudi culture. So this is not confined to just one aspect on one day in the year. It is a lesson to take along. It is a lesson to take along that we have to change this entire mindset, change this culture, change the way in which we look at things. Our way is the way of the Quran and Sunnah, the way of connecting ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. not connecting ourselves to all these things around us, which don't benefit us in any way, but rather harm us in many ways. Allah Ta'ala give us the